Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Today we are going to check in with our resident serial entrepreneur, John Warner. John is also founder of InnoVenture. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar here on the last day of September 2024.
Well, South Carolina got some good news in the last week or so. There's a couple of concerns that go along with it, but I think overall it's probably good news. The U.S. Department of Energy has invested big in battery materials processing and recycling, you know, lithium batteries that are used for electric vehicles and portable electronics and things like that. So they announced they've given away $3 billion into 25 battery startups. And when I say give away, I mean, these are grants. These are not investments, they're not loans, they're grants. And the amazing thing is five of them are in South Carolina. That's pretty impressive, isn't it?
Well, it is, but maybe not surprising considering all of the news we've been hearing over the past couple of years about the EV industry and battery technology taking place here with new factories.
All total in these five companies, $848 million is being invested in South Carolina. One of them is a company called American Battery Technology. They got $150 million. I'm not entirely sure where they are in South Carolina. The facility's not built yet, and I couldn't find that in their press release. Service Solutions got $200 million. They're in the Columbia area. Clarita Circular Solutions got $150 million. They're in Florence. Intersys Advanced Systems has $198 million. They're in Piedmont. And Ski US is $150 million, and they're in Orangeburg. American Battery Technology, Service Solutions, and Clarita Circular Solutions, they're in the recycling business. So what they do is recycle lithium ion batteries. And then the other two produce various components of the batteries. I think one concern, historically, producing and recycling lithium batteries was a pretty dirty business. It requires a lot of heat. So you have to generate that heat somehow. And traditionally, a lot of fossil fuels were burned. And then you have some pretty toxic waste products that come from this. I think some of the newer production processes are cleaner. Another aspect of this that, you know, I found notable was the company in Piedmont. They got about $200 million from Greenville County, and it's going to create 500 new jobs. So that's $400,000 a job. This game of providing incentives to create manufacturing jobs continues to get more and more expensive.
And I guess that $200 million from the county does not include the grant money that they also received.
No, the grant money's in addition. So they've got to invest $500 million. $150 of it is the grant. So they've got to invest some of their own money. So actually, I mean, the total amount of money being invested per job is much greater than $400,000 a job. That's just the county's piece. Now, American Battery Technology noted that they're collaborating with a number of partners, Siemens and the Argonne National Laboratory, but they pointed out two South Carolina organizations. They particular said they were going to work with the Clemson University International Center for Automotive Research, and they also said they're going to work with the South Carolina Electric Transportation Network. So, you know, there's an example of where we had some distinctive assets in the state, you know, that they're going to take advantage of. And so, you know, hopefully that'll help us retain some of the graduates from these programs, you know, in South Carolina, in that facility and maybe some of these other facilities as well.
And so it sounds like the money is being spread around to more entities, not just for plant and equipment there at the site.
Yeah, it didn't say how much they're going to fund these organizations. It said they were going to collaborate with them. I assume there's some funding involved in that. They just said they had partnerships with, you know, a national lab and Siemens and two South Carolina organizations.
For all of us, and for you in particular, these kinds of collaborations and partnerships, especially with research universities, are a really good thing.
It's very encouraging to see that, you know, that they're engaged with the universities and it's, you know, working to help attract, you know, facilities here, you know, advanced facilities here like this. And like I said, hopefully, you know, there'll be some of the jobs that they're creating will be jobs that some of these folks with advanced degrees can fill and stay here in South Carolina and not have to leave to find a job.
Well, John, as always, thank you so much for the update.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is a serial entrepreneur and founder of InnoVenture. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can hear it again wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.